Pacific Mornings on ABC Radio Australia.
Devastating news and images coming out of New Zealand after the eruption of Whakaari. At least five people have died, eight are reported missing, and more than 30 people were hospitalised with serious burn injuries after a volcano erupted yesterday at a popular tourist site in New Zealand. Tourists from the Royal Caribbean cruise ship Ovation of the Seas were visiting the island of Te Puia o Whakaari, meaning the dramatic volcano, when it erupted at 2:11 p.m. local time, releasing thick clouds of ash about 12,000 feet into the air. Whakaari is also known as White Island after being renamed by Captain Cook. Now, the Whakaari volcano is one of New Zealand's most active and is a popular tourist site. Now, John Taylor is an ABC journalist who is currently holidaying with his family in New Zealand and was aboard the Ovation of the Seas cruise ship, where many tourists have been reported dead or missing when the volcano erupted. And I spoke to him earlier this morning.
I was actually on the ship, which is about 46 nautical miles away from where the White Island is and the volcano erupted. And it passed unnoticed by me and my children that were on board at the time. We had no clue that this tragedy was unfolding so close, that was involving people from this cruise ship that we've been travelling on now for the better part of 6 or 7 days.
Mm. So when did you find out, like, the magnitude of what had happened?
Probably by about the evening. Early evening local time, which is a couple of hours behind Australia. But, you know, certainly a lot of passengers, it just shows how interconnected the world is that, you know, within half an hour or so of the eruption, people, passengers I've spoken to have said they started to receive these strange calls and texts from family members overseas and friends just saying, "Are you okay?" And they go, "What are you talking about?" You know? And then it was only then that it was revealed that, you know, that there had been this eruption. But certainly it is quite a confronting thing for people on board this ship to sort of deal with. But this morning, for instance, though, life is continuing on. People are on the athletics track. They're heading to the ship is slowly stirring as people go and have breakfast and those sorts of things. And indeed, another cruise ship has just pulled into the port of Tauranga this morning.
So was there any warning for people on board, you know, when you do these volcano tours, this is still an active volcano, these are the chances of it happening? Was there anything like that?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I don't know. Certainly the adventure experience was offered as part of activities that passengers on board this cruise ship, which is one of the biggest cruise ships in the world. There's about 4,500 passengers on board, predominantly Australian, but from many countries all over the world. And there was an option to take up that people could go on this 7-hour adventure journey over to White Island. And it was clearly expressed that, you know, this was New Zealand's most active volcano and one of the most active volcanoes in the world. And it was billed as an adventure that took people right to where the action was. Steaming gas vents, a steaming lake of acid. There was gas masks and breathing apparatus supplied, et cetera. You know, so there was that clearly written in the document that I have looked at on the ship. But I know with other adventure activities through the ship, but also more generally in New Zealand, it is very common to sign waivers where you get a fuller explanation of the risk that a task may involve.
What's the mood been like on the cruise ship since this happened?
It's been very interesting, actually, because, you know, last night the captain made two announcements through the PA system on the vessel, and you could have heard a pin drop. Everybody went very silent, and you could see people were very, you know, treating it respectfully and quite somberly and soberly, because, you know, they could imagine that it could well have been, you know, families that just went over for an adventure for the day, or couples for as part of their holiday fun. But otherwise, still last night, though, you still had life aboard a pleasure ship, a cruise ship, continued. You know, there was still trivia, there was still singing in the bars and people swimming in the pools and those sorts of things. But you could see at various points of this ship that lots of passengers were having conversations about what had happened, what took place. And at times in the early evening, you could hear the ship were paging quite a number of passengers to go to guest services. And I would presume that they were just trying to give a proper accounting to make sure that they knew exactly who was and wasn't on the ship. I mean, procedures are pretty strict. You need, you know, a pass and ID and those sorts of things to get on and off the vessel. But in instances such as this, communication and counting is always very difficult. And so one would think that they were just trying to make certain that they're trying to lock down exactly who may have been involved in the incident. Here's the captain speaking right now.
Oh.
I'll try and get to a speak. Here we go.
We continue to work with New Zealand government on the developments about our guests and crew who were on the tour. Any guests that may have been injured are being cared for at local hospitals. Local staff members from both our ship and our local offices are with impacted guests and family members to ensure that they are being taken care of and that they are as comfortable as possible. And we're doing everything possible to help. We come and ask that you keep these guests, the crew, and their families in your thoughts and prayers. It has been an unfathomable sequence of events. If you feel the need for counseling or to someone to talk to, we are here to provide this to you and to support you. Please contact guest services and we will arrange for you to see a counselor on board. We kindly ask for your patience and also your understanding and support during this very difficult situation. And I do thank you.
Okay.
Oh, man. He sounded so sad.
Yeah, quite sober.
A very somber message from the captain of the Ovation of the Seas. That was John Taylor, an ABC journalist who's currently aboard the Ovation of the Seas cruise ship, which had left Sydney last week and had been scheduled to sail to the New Zealand capital of Wellington on Monday night, but instead it remains in Tauranga until more is learnt about the volcanic eruption.